VOA News. U.S. sanctions against Iran have now gone into effect. The sanctions target automobiles, trade in gold and other precious metals, and the Iranian currency, the rial. VOA White House correspondent Patsy Wadiskawara reports.
The Trump administration is betting the sanctions will lead to a better nuclear deal than the one achieved in 2015 under former President Barack Obama. At a recent rally in Missouri, President Trump said that he is open to new negotiations.
We're ready to make a real deal, not the deal that was done by the previous administration, which was a disaster.
But Iranian President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the notion in a televised speech Monday.
What's the meaning of negotiations when you impose sanctions at the same time? It's like someone pulling a knife to stab a rival or an enemy in the arm while at the same time claiming we should be talking and negotiating.
Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
In the tweet on Tuesday, Trump wrote the Iran sanctions have officially been cast. These are the most biting sanctions ever imposed, and in November, they ratchet up to yet another level. Anyone doing business with Iran will not be doing business with the United States. I am asking for world peace, nothing less. Mr. Trump's tariffs against China are causing a maker of television sets in South Carolina to lay off nearly all of its employees because of the sudden increase in the price of components for its products. The Element TV company will let 126 workers go, most of them on October 5th, leaving behind a skeleton crew of 8 employees to watch the factory in hopes that it can reopen in 3 to 6 months. The Trump administration imposed a 25% import tax in July that included Chinese components for TVs. This is VOA News. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton accused North Korea on Tuesday of failing to move ahead with denuclearization that was promised by the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un at his Singapore summit in June with Mr. Trump. Bolton told Fox News, "What we really need is not more rhetoric. What we need is performance from North Korea on denuclearization." Human Rights Watch said Tuesday that Zimbabwean security forces and unidentified gunmen have beaten and harassed dozens of people in a crackdown on the political opposition. The alleged attacks follow a disputed presidential election. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare.
According to official figures, Mnangagwa garnered 50.8% of the vote, beating MDC candidate Nelson Chamisa's 44%. But Chamisa says he actually won 56% of the vote. Last week, opposition protests in Harare denouncing the Electoral Commission resulted in 6 deaths, several injuries, and 27 arrests. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
More than 4,600 foreign and Indonesian tourists have now been evacuated from islands around Lombok following Sunday's earthquake. Thousands of homeless villagers waited for aid on Tuesday. The north of Lombok was devastated by the magnitude 7.0 quake that struck Sunday night, killing at least 105 people. This villager lost his home.
We might still be in trauma after 3 to 6 months. I don't think it will be easy to return to the normal life. We need to do it slowly, because the trauma was extraordinarily bad, like we dare not to sleep indoors.
Rescuers are still struggling to reach all of the affected areas. Officials expect the death toll to rise. Congo's health ministry says 3 more cases of Ebola have been confirmed in northern Kivu province. This is Congo's 10th outbreak of the deadly virus. The World Health Organization says vaccinations are expected to begin this week, perhaps as early as Wednesday, to help stem the latest outbreak. WHO estimates that the number of confirmed and probable causes of Ebola is 43. 34 have died. A federal judge has sentenced Adam Purinton of the U.S. state of Kansas to life in prison without parole for the racially motivated killing of an Indian citizen in February 2017. The Indian was from the southern Indian city of Hyderabad. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.